We pray, Lord, reveal your truth to us. Amen. What are you praying for? All over the nation, there are people listening to this chapel address. Each of you has his own needs for which he prays. However, there is one thing which people all over the world have in common. You know what it is? COVID-19. I'm sure that most of you have been praying to God that he bring this thing to an end. How confident are you that your prayers will be answered, and answered in the way that you want? Hear the words of John in his first epistle, chapter 5. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. As we listen to around-the-clock reports on what is happening in the world, we may wonder why. God is in control. Why does he allow this to happen? Why must I lose my job, my source of income? Why can't I go out of my house? You are correct in your belief that God is in control. Scripture says, are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? What is a sparrow when compared with a human being? If our Heavenly Father determines the time of death for one, just one tiny sparrow, how much greater is his concern for us? And how great is that concern? How great is that love? In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John 4:10. God the Son came into this sin-sick world in order to make propitiation for our wickedness. Why would he do such a thing for people he created and who rebel against him? Because of his great love, he offered himself as the propitiation for our sins. He propitiated, he satisfied the righteous anger of God. During this season of Lent, we are reminded of this, reminded of how far Jesus was willing to go for a people who hated him. The fullness of the wrath of God was poured out on him. God is satisfied. He is propitiated. His anger is gone. As we offer our prayers, we do so knowing that our God loves us more than we can imagine. After all, the holy God became unholy, the exact opposite of who he is. Hell, made for the devil, became the agony of the God of heaven, of Jesus. The bond, and here's the most amazing thing, the bond between the Father and the Son was broken when God forsook Jesus to that agony. So yes, he loves us. As we pray, we also want to know if he has the power to answer our prayers. Well, who is it that created the world by just speaking words? Who created man? Who created rain and snow and wind and high and low pressure systems? Who created viruses and bacteria? With God, nothing shall be impossible. Professor Schaller is speaking to us about the Lord's Prayer. In the address, we learn that our God is both willing and able to do all that we ask. He is our Father. That means that he has a love for us which makes him willing. He sits in heaven, the place of ultimate power. Yes, God is willing to help and able to help. The final question then is, what constitutes help? Our text says, if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. As we pray, we may wonder We should wonder if our will is in agreement with His will. Oh, the depth of the riches both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. Romans 11:33. When we think about Gethsemane and the judgment hall and the Via Dolorosa and Calvary and the cross and the tomb and the resurrection, there can be no doubt about the infinitely superior mind of God, for who of us would have even imagined such a way of salvation? As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His ways higher than our ways, and His thoughts than our thoughts. Therefore, we join our voices with that of Jesus in Gethsemane. Father, if it is Your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but Yours be done. And just as Jesus submitted to the will of His Father, so do we. The will of His Father was the salvation of the world. The will of our Father continues to be our salvation, getting us to heaven. If the virus or any other sad thing in our lives serves that purpose, then that's what we want. God's will is always good and gracious for us. Someone once said, every Christian prayer can be reduced to a few simple words. Lord, have mercy upon us. We pray. Father in heaven, as we face sickness and suffering in this world, we pray, Lord, have mercy upon us. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Today's hymn selection is hymn 39 from the Lutheran hymnal.
Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. O my soul, praise Him, for He is thy help and salvation. Join the full throng, wake harp and psalter and song, sound forth in glad adoration. Praise to the Lord, who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, who as on wings of an eagle uplifteth, sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how the desires all have been granted in what He ordaineth? Praise to the Lord, who hath fearfully, wondrously made thee. Health hath vouchsafed, and when heedlessly falling hath saved thee. What need or grief ever hath failed of relief, rings of His mercy did shake thee. Praise to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee, who from the heavens the streams of His mercy doth send thee. Ponder anew what the Almighty can do, who with His love doth befriend thee. Praise to the Lord, O let all that is in me adore Him. All that hath life and breath, come now with praises before Him. Let the Amen sound from His people again, gladly for they we are.